All right, Jorge Prado, your starts. They were back. You didn't quite get the whole shot, but you were telling us on the Pulp Show that they needed to come back, and they were for the most part. Not the third one, but before that.
Yep. I think that the first one, you know, I saw myself up front, and I'm like, okay, I got to – because in the other races, I kind of had that starting device always locked, and I couldn't jump the first rhythm. Okay, yeah. So I braked so hard, I almost lost the corner. Yeah. And then I'm like, ah, now that I have their bike ready to jump, I'm too far away. And the guys, you know, got me in the inside. And the second one, I was 12 in the first moto, so I had to go, like, I think two or three gates behind or in the right side of the box. Yeah. So it was quite far. And when I started braking, I lost a little bit my front, so I went again a little bit wide. Hey, but the starts were good. If I would have been, you know, more on the inside and third start, I almost thought I was getting the whole shit. But chase from the inside, I don't know. Yeah. Something weird happened there. Something like in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We were all standing still at the gate and he was already with the full bike in front. So, it can happen. So, yeah.
How would you think of the Triple Crown format? Now, normally the riders all tell us it's a lot. It's a lot of riding. It's a lot of heck, you know, a lot of on your conditioning. What'd you think?
I think physical-wise was good.
Yep.
I liked it. I just didn't expect it so intense, especially the first main. I felt like the first main was crazy. Everybody was going so fast and so, like, intensity, just so intense. And I'm not used to it because I'm more like a diesel, you know?
Yep.
Coming from the GPs and longer motos, and actually at the test track, I never really did sprints. I was just riding to figure it out. So, I was a little bit lost, but I got better in the second main, and I felt like in the third main, I was riding better. Just with a bad start, I couldn't get through the pack or whatever. So,
you were battling with Kenny. You got Jet back again. Like, it was like some really cool moments for you out there. Like, you were right in the mix.
Yeah, I got these guys back. For some corners. Hopefully in the future for a big time. But for the moment, I'm happy with my progress. I'm happy, you know, I had that fire to, okay, they passed me. I tried to at least fight my positions, right? I know they will maybe pass me later on, but, I mean, I'm a racer and we are here to race. It's not that if they pass me, I let them go. So I did my best to hold them all behind, even with Mookie. I also had some battles. It was good learning, and I am always struggling a lot with passing, so I gotta take this chance to also improve my where I'm not so good at. So
I bet you're pretty happy that you stuck around for this one. Like, we had two mutters. This was more of a race. We saw you up front. Like, you're probably happy you stuck around.
I'm very happy, especially about the second main, because I was more up front. I think around the start, after like the whoops and stuff, I was like fourth, and I dropped four more. But I was all, like, my rhythm and everything was quite okay. And I'm happy about that. And I was happy I could, like, kind of have a better flow around the track. And, just small steps. You maybe don't see it as much in the paper, but I feel it. And that's good. Also, in time practice, like, after first qualifying, I was only, like, a second from the first. So this is good. And with a little testing, with a little training, I think I did more than good. So,
well, thanks for coming to these, and good luck in the MXGPs, man. Thank you.
Cool.